Thank you, Fiona. I'd like to add my welcome as well to everybody who's been able to be here and those who are watching online. And we're just so thankful that at the end of this strange and dark year with all of its uncertainties, that we get to celebrate what is certain and unchangeable, which has already been stamped by God into the pages of our real history, that light has shone into the darkness of this world, a world under the shadow of death. That God has sent his Son, and the light that shone then is still shining today, and no matter how dark the darkness becomes, it's not able to overcome the light. And we're here this evening to worship God and to thank him for the gift that Paul describes in 2 Corinthians as a gift that can't fully be described. So that's what we've got to try to do this evening, describe that which is indescribable. We're going to use a few words from 2 Corinthians to try to do this. And these are the words from 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And I want to ask three questions this evening, and we'll split the talk up with more songs and readings as we go through. But the first question, really coming out of this text, is how rich was he? You might be thinking, well, he doesn't look very rich at the beginning of the story. But where is the beginning of his story? It's not at Bethlehem. If someone is born into our human family there, this person lived long, long before the narratives of Matthew and Luke. And as we turn back through the many pages of the Old Testament, which span thousands of years before Jesus was born, we look in those pages for the beginning of his existence. We look in vain. We're not told about the beginning of his existence. And whilst all of the Old Testament is pointing to him, and it's all about him, it doesn't tell us where he began. And eventually, we get to the very first words in the Bible, in the beginning. But he's not born in the beginning. He goes back even beyond that. And in the reading that Fiona gave to us, John tells us the secret. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was already there when the beginning began. Because he is God. Co-equal, co-eternal Son of God. So to answer that question, how rich was he? You've got to ask, how rich was God? All things were made through this child who was born. Everything was made for him. He is the owner and the maker of everything. We might look at the Forbes Rich List, which is published each year, with a mixture of astonishment and awe. There's Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, standing at the top of that list. His fortune of $186 billion, largely funded, I think, by my family, going by the number of parcels that have been turning up. Second, Elon Musk, with a mere $155 billion. Then the Arnault family, and then Bill Gates, and then Mark Zuckerberg. But whilst we might look at these people with awe, I imagine Jesus laughs at them and says, is that all? He made a universe. Everything is his. Yeah, but Richard Branson, he owns his own island. Well, Jesus' home is heaven. And the earth, including the island that he's loaned to Richard, is described as his footstool. He is rich. He's rich in terms of friendship as well. He has the fellowship of the Father and the Holy Spirit through all the ages of eternity. He's rich in honour and glory as the angels worship him. This person lacks nothing. He has everything. He is God. And yet the one who is so rich, we read, became poor.